7 years ago at a couples retreat. They were a cute young couple, and my husband and I took them under our wing and got them into the couples meetings. And about a year or so later, she asked me to be her sponsor. I said yes. And so over the last 6 or so years, I have been blessed with the gift of watching her work her program. And it has been a lesson for me in how to work a program. I feel honored not only to be her sponsor, I feel honored to call her my friend. Please welcome Carla V.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. I have to confess that writing this speech was a lot like working my step four. I kept putting it off because I knew it would bring a lot of feelings. But for that, I'm truly grateful. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to delve deeper into myself and to continue this journey of healing and recovery. My experience strengthened hope. Might resonate with some of you, and I truly hope you do. I came here tonight with one goal, or this afternoon, to be as genuine and vulnerable as I can. For me, that's a big deal. For most of my life, I was more focused on being liked than being real. So here I go, as vulnerable as I could be. I want to start with what I call my fantasy life before I found this program. At a time, I was still living in a dream. So, once upon a time, there was a little princess, me. I had a beautiful childhood. I was the only child for 9 years. Lived with my parents and my mom's younger brother. I was surrounded by a lot of love. My mom was so loving and incredibly protective. I have the most beautiful memories with her when we'll go out for ice cream with her best friend every Friday after her work. She was strict, but I was always felt safe with her. And then there was my dad, the family clown. He was always laughing, never taking anything serious. He didn't like when my mom would get upset with me. In fact, he helped me get out of trouble, sometimes by lying from me. He'll say, "It's just a little lie." My best memories with him was when we would go out for movies and I would go watch him play soccer. When he would take me to the soccer field, I was free to run around and be a kid, even if I always came back with one or two little scars. My mom will get mad, but Dad, with his charm, will always overcome her anger, but never take any responsibility. So my life was perfect, right? I had one parent who was strict and another one who was easygoing, the perfect balance. When I was 6, my mom's dream to take me to the United States came true. She took me to Disneyland, and for her, that was a huge accomplishment. She will tell to everyone, "I did this for my daughter." So I convinced myself it was a great trip, but it was on that trip that I learned that I needed to keep secrets to be safe. I held a big secret for a long time, one I was only able to face when I got into this program. So my fantasy world started to crack when I was 9. My brother was born, but I was so happy. But things at home started to change. My mom was sad because my grandmother had passed away, and my dad wasn't home as much. He said his job was very demanding. Suddenly, my parents were raising their voices, and my mom became much angrier. I started to fear her. I felt like I had to be the perfect daughter, always proving myself and making her look good. I couldn't get her mad. When I was 12, I came home from school and I saw three suitcases by the door. My parents were in the dining room, and my dad said he was moving to the U.S. for a year. And that was it. He said, "I love you," and he was gone. The very next day, our lives changed completely. One day I had everything, and the next day I was learning how to take public transportation because we lost everything. My mom was so stressed, and I couldn't understand what happened. So I did what any teenager does best. I rebelled. I stopped doing homework. I will stop caring about school. And one day, I just decided not to come home. That finally made my mom sit me down. She explained that my dad had made poor decisions at work, but that she would do everything to protect us. And she did. I saw her working really hard, and she was trying her best. So I took on a mission. I will take care of my mom and my brother, and we will get through this together. At 13, I started working in a dentist's office, helping my mom for school supplies and everything else she couldn't afford. I felt great. I was learning how to rescue people. When I was 15, my dad brought us to the U.S. Just like how I learned it at 13, I took care of everything. I figured out how to register for high school, and within 2 weeks, I was in class. Since my mom didn't have any friends here, I became her best friend. And little by little, I started to uncover my parents' secret life. I learned that my dad had betrayed my mom many times, not just with other women, but with money. The fun and easygoing dad was just really a man who never took responsibility. This was hard for me, and my relationship with him cracked even more. I realized my mom was always rescuing him, and I had adopted the same pattern. I learned that love meant rescuing the people I care about, and then I will feel resentful when they didn't do the same for me. At 15, I had so much going on. I needed to learn a new language, trying to assimilate into a new culture, and keeping my parents happy and proud. And no one even asked me how I was doing it. My mom just kept telling me, "You gotta be strong." So I learned how to disconnect from my emotions and needs. Instead of bothering people with it, I learned how to please them so that I could be loved. I mastered these patterns when a man came into my life who was willing to listen. Now, let me pause here. Remember that secret I was holding since I was 6? The person who asked me to keep it was this man. When I was 6 and that wonderful trip, I was molested by him. And now at 15, he saw me again. Burnable, and he offered me what I thought was love and safety. He was 10 years older than me, but he became my hero. He helped me with my homework, drove me places, bought me things my parents couldn't afford, and then he became my boyfriend. But it was a secret, another secret, because he had a girlfriend. I stayed in this hidden relationship for 5 years, internalizing so many unhealthy patterns, and continuing to keep that secret. Now I was not only disconnected from my emotions and needs, but I also was disconnected from my body and my heart. He was my first qualifier. When I was 20, I was finally freed from this relationship. He got married, so I started building my own life, using all of these patterns that I learned. My parents taught me to be an independent woman, and to have a great education will help me achieve these and never depend on men. So I did. I took my job very seriously, and I tried to be the best version of what they wanted me to be. However, I never told them all about what I was had to go through to achieve all of these goals. They just saw the final results. As a result, I learned to hide my feelings and always pretend that everything was okay. I didn't want them to feel bad. I was the strong daughter they wanted, and that made them proud. I graduated from college, got a good job, and had several romantic relationships. Some healthy, some not. The interesting thing is, I will always sabotage the healthy ones. At 26, I was diagnosed with a chronic illness, which made me question everything. I went back to therapy and took a break from romantic relationships and focused on my health. 3 years passed, and I thought I was ready. I've done the work. I was ready to find the man of my dreams, and I did. One night, out with friends, I met a very handsome guy. We hit it off. After a few dates, he met my family and friends, and everyone loved him. My friends kept telling me how lucky I was, and I was so happy. I told myself I will do things right this time. The first 6 months were amazing, but I had a little pinch in my heart. I kept questioning it if I was good enough for him, but I quickly tried to kill that thought. Over the next 3 years, we were numerous red flags that I completely ignore. It always felt like he wasn't being honest, but I thought it was just being insecure, trying to sabotage another relationship. After all, everyone told me how much he loved me and that we were a great couple. But when we were alone, his behavior didn't match his public persona. He was distant, disengaged. Everything I did seemed to bother him. He will disappear sometimes and not answer his phone. I even told a friend I thought he was cheating, and she said, "That's impossible. The way he looks at you, he loves you so much." And my mom said the same thing. So I continued to work on my insecurities instead of listening to my gut. I have fallen into my old patterns. But little voice inside me grew stronger. I finally decided to look for a clue, and I found so much more. I discovered he was cheating. I didn't know what to do. I went back to being that 15-year-old. I couldn't confront him, and I didn't know how to break up with him. So that night, I started talking about what he feared the most, commitment. Remember I say I knew how to sabotage my relationships? I knew that would make him run. Well, that night he agreed we should get moving together, and the very next day he broke up with me. I finally found the anger I needed to confront him. He denied it at first, but when I told him what I found, he stayed quiet, and we walked away from each other's lives. The time went by, and I never told anyone we broke up. I focused on healing and began things I always wanted to do, such as teaching abroad. 2 months before I left, he and I started talking as friends. A few days before I left, we decided to try a long-distance relationship. Everyone was so happy for us, calling us our love a fairy tale. I was so convinced I had won in my fantasy life. He had shown me he wanted to be with me. He even came to look for me in Ecuador when I was teaching abroad. No longer afraid for commitment, I thought. But we never truly addressed the cheating. It was just like a quick, I will never do it again, I love you so much, and that was it. We decided to return to the U.S., and within a few months, the familiar behaviors and fears began to resurface. I confronted him many times, and he will deny it and gaslight me. This time, I could feel my life becoming unmanageable. I couldn't believe he was destroying my Disney movie. One day, after a big fight, I went to the bathroom and cried and prayed. I asked God to show me if this relationship was worth it. I felt alone, abandoned, and was losing myself again. A few days later, the answer came. Christmas morning marked the day I uncovered my husband's secret life. I was busy preparing dinner for his family while he went to pick them up. I usually like to have a background noise while I'm cooking, like a movie. Since most of our streaming apps were on his computer, I called him and asked for the password so I can watch something. He gave it to me, and we hung up. When I opened his computer, the first page that popped was Facebook. A surge of fear swept over me as I saw his messenger open with two unread messages. I click on it, and my world came to a halt. A cold chill ran through me as I uncovered the truth. More than one woman, numerous videos, and several messages. I called my parents, unsure of what to do. I felt stuck again. I remember my mom saying, "Your dad wants to talk to you." He told me, "Mija, if you want to leave, I can go and pick you up. If you choose to stay, we will support you unconditionally. Just remember, we are here for you." Those words empowered me to take the next step. I called David to tell him I found something and that we needed to talk. The Christmas dinner felt really long. After everyone left, I told him, "I will only stay if we sought help." That day was incredibly painful, but now, 8 years later, I see it as a gift thanks to the program. 3 weeks after that discovery, we went to couples therapy, and our journey to recovery began. As an SNN, I was ready to fix everything so I could feel good again. However, it took me a few months to realize that this will be a lengthy process, and 3 years, and a slip to understand that I belong here, and I had to focus on my own recovery. Little by little, as I worked through the program, I began to feel a genuine sense of peace and serenity, something I hadn't experienced since I was 5 years old. I learned to be honest with myself and with others. I learned to live in reality, in awareness, and not in my fantasies. I finally start to speak about that day I was molested. And I found so much love from my sponsor, from my husband, and from others in the program. Empathy cured my shame. As I work through the steps, I learn honesty, acceptance, and surrender. I gained courage to face my past and let go of old survival tools, replacing them with new ones to enjoy my life more fully. I'm still unlearning unhealthy patterns and embracing healthier ones. Thanks to the program, I now understand how to apply the three A's: awareness, acceptance, and action. I recognize my unhealthy patterns. I accept them, understand their origins, and take steps to replace them with healthy ones, and learn that I learned from program. This program has also given me a wonderful group of friends who support me and remind me that this program works when I work it. Because of that, I can stand here today and say that Christmas morning of 2016 was the best gift I received. I got my life back. I became aware and I began to live a conscious life. Today, I am in a real relationship with myself and my husband. I know that things can change at any time, but now I have my Essanon friends. I have my program, and most importantly, I got myself back. I'm no longer the little princess living in that fantasy world. I'm a woman who's strong, resilient, and honest. Yet, I sometimes break apart. But now I know how to take care of myself and that I have options. And for that, I am forever grateful. Thank you.